Good Christmas Eve morning to you. As you have done your Christmas shopping, I'm wondering, what have you bought for Jesus? Why, yes, walking through the mall, I looked around and wondered if anyone was shopping for Jesus. Because in the back of my mind, I have been batting around this question. What do I have that he would want? After all, in gift giving, don't we consider the wants and needs of the receiver? Sure we do. But then the Magi brought gifts that were meaningful and symbolic, not at all tied to needs or wants of a young Messiah. At least so it seemed at that time. And so we read in Matthew's Gospel, in the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came from Jerusalem asking, where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Ah, gifts. God gave us the gift of his son. God was the one who set the whole gift-giving thing in motion. I was thinking back to a few years ago when I was working with the street folks in Long Beach. One day, there were about 25 or so of us in a loose circle, and I floated the question, what could you give to the Christ child this year? Silence hung in the air, and then David spoke up. A Vietnam vet battling sobriety, demons from the past, in a rough living situation, he said, my trust. Yeah, I would trust him more. I knew there was so much behind his words, so I inquired. Could you elaborate on that? Yeah, I would stop trying to control everything and trust him more. Realize that he is in charge and that he will take care of things. His words were sage. Is there not a one of us who does not need to trust God with all of who we are? Another said, devotion. I would give him my devotion. And then there was silence. Inwardly, I scratched my head as I looked around the circle. Why was it that these simple folk, most of whom have nothing much to call their own, no home, no appreciable assets, no family, no job, could easily deduce what they could give to their Savior? I guess that is just it. When you have no earthly assets on which to draw, then you go to the intangibles, those which lie within you and make up who you are, which happen to be the only things you really have to give. Funny thing is, those are the things that God wants. I love Christina Rossetti's final words of her poem, and more than a century later, they are right on point. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him? Give my heart. God doesn't need anything from us, and yet the very thing he wants is us. Some of us make intellectual decisions acknowledging that the claims of God have merit, that when one takes the time to check, there is much that is verifiable about Christianity, fulfilled prophecies, historical, scientific, and archaeological proofs that back up the claims of the gospel. But if those are so, if they are true, then a commitment to the Christ of the gospel is in order. That commitment is giving all of who we are to God. You know, not just enough to get to heaven, or enough to consider ourselves Christian or a lesser standard religious or spiritual? No, God deserves and he requires nothing less than our total devotion, our complete trust. What do you say then? Perhaps you might give your whole self to the Savior, including the so-called control with which you struggle, even though control is just an illusion anyway. Go ahead. He loves you like no other. Give him all of you this Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas, my dear friends.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain.
Angels we have heard on high, angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing. Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in gloria in excelsis.
Sister.